It is that spot in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, people care, and lives are changed. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
All right. Thanks, Ken, for introducing Heartline, today's edition. And we are at Evangel Home at 137 North Yosemite. And Jerry Brenneman is the director of all things Evangel Home, sitting here at the table. And we have a special guest. We usually have guests with us, not always, and occasionally a board member or somebody peripherally, a volunteer or something. But usually it's a resident, somebody who's here, Jerry, with us, either in the shelter or one of the programs. And today we have a woman who's in a program getting ready to graduate. And so we want to hear her story. And we've traveled a little road even before we opened the microphone today. And so you're going to tell some of that story this morning because of some sensitivities that we just can't cover. And I'm a bumbling dolt and don't want to go there. So besides, I don't know. So we're going to trust you in your beautiful paisley 60s hippie jacket.
This is great. We have a bumbling dolt and a 60s hippie today. Vicki, you cannot go wrong with this combination of people.
All right. I'm out of the way for a little bit, and you can introduce Vicki, and then we'll talk to her, and she's got some things she wants to say.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Vicki, before I introduce you, tell me how old you are.
48.
Okay. So we have a 48-year-old woman with us who is ready to graduate, and I've joked with most of our graduates that being on the radio is a graduation requirement. Well, I joke about that, but in a way, it is. And Vicki, after 9 months in the garden, is ready to graduate and has not yet done a radio show.
Uh-huh.
There are many times where she has kind of raised her hand like, yeah, I want to do it, but she hasn't been able to do it. So this is a very hard thing for Vicki to do today, and I just admire you, Vicki, because you could graduate without doing this. But I think to let people know how hard it is for Vicki to sit here and do this, and yet how much she wants to, mm-hmm. because she's so grateful to what the Lord has done. She's so thankful what we have done here. And I think she's very hopeful for herself. So what I want to do is, as you said, Jim, there's a lot of sensitivities in Vicki's past that we don't need to bring up. But if I start with one of my first memories of Vicki, then I'll kind of be the launch pad for her. She'd been in the crisis shelter for a number of weeks, this was last year, and decided for some reason to apply for Crossroads. That's our apartment program. And we let her go through the process, and yet there were some issues that concerned us. There were some things we brought up. And then, you know, we always interview. There's a, Vicki, maybe you want to even tell about that process. The process to go to the garden is pretty easy. You come into the crisis home, you go to the garden, or the court sentenced you to the garden. Mm-hmm. To go into Crossroads is harder because you start in the crisis shelter and you apply for that program, and it's a bunch of hoops to jump mm-hmm. through. One of them is an interview with three staff mm-hmm. members and a current resident in Crossroads that Vicki went through.
Mm-hmm.
And then after she did all that, we said, we don't think Crossroads has what you need, which, of course, is very disappointing and hurtful to somebody. We said, why don't you think about garden? And I remember at first we denied Vicki Crossroads. Mm-hmm. And what she said was, am I going to have to pay for that for my whole life? When am I finished paying for something that that I was part of?
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of what got her here, was codependency and being swept in to criminal stuff that she didn't really do, but she was paying for it. And those words that day, Jim, echoed in our hearts
wow.
and our mind for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How long do I have to pay for something I didn't do? Do I never get to start over because of that? And that was kind of a shot across my bow.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, she is right. When does she get a chance to start over?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at that, Vicki, as a chance that you really did have to start over. However, we still thought it would be best for her to be in the garden. And she went there. So that was 9 months ago. You are a very different woman today than you were then. You cry a whole lot more now than you did then, which is very good, actually. And it's not easy for Vicki to tell her story, but I think it's a compelling story. And again, God is a God of second chances for all of us. And I'm very grateful that I got to witness what he is doing in Vicki's life.
All right. Well, just a lot of tears are flowing already, even thinking about this. And fortunately, we have a box of tissues. And Vicki, feel free to continue to make those available.
The sound effects don't sound like there's tears because she's got a great laugh. So we're laughing and crying. It's amazing.
So that's enough of the background. Now you're here. Mm-hmm. You go through the interview process and you're denied, and you say, how long do I have to continue to pay for that? You're offered the garden. You accept that. Mm-hmm. What classes in particular in the garden? Now, the garden is also a 9-month program, but much higher accountability and more structure in one's life than in the apartments in the garden, in the Crossroads program. What was especially significant to you in these last 9 months? Was there a class or a person or... Mm-hmm. What part of that experience just jumps out and says, that was amazing?
In codependency, because that class has taught – all the classes here have taught me so much about myself, and I'm finding out who I really am and finding out what a mess I was and how much I've changed and the people that have affected my life. And the staff members here are just great, and the women here are great. I just feel loved, and I feel – uplifted, encouraged. It's just amazing here. I just love it here. Mm-hmm. And I love all the people. And all the classes, though. Codependency, boundaries. I'm learning a lot about myself and a lot of the things that I need to change in my life that without coming here, I never would have been able to do. So I really appreciate this place and how much it's changed my life.
Well, look, can I back up a little bit further? What was your life like growing up?
I had a good life growing up. I didn't. There was no drugs, alcohol, or anything like that. I lost a child from crib death years ago, and that's what got me using drugs. And that's no reason to keep on doing it because it's been 18 years now. But that's what got me started because there was nothing in my background or in my family that was.
You weren't offered alcohol when you were five or anything like that. Did you run with good people growing up?
I had a good family. I just had a good upbringing, really good upbringing. And I just, like I said, I'd lost a son from crib death, and that's what started me, and it just kept on going from there.
So you became...
I've been sober now. I've been sober now for 2 years, so... being here has helped me a lot because it's made me realize what I want out of my life, and these classes have taught me so much that I know what I need to do to change. And being sober wasn't just enough. I needed to change my lifestyle, and just the being sober and being here, I'm learning how to change my lifestyle and learning what I need to do to make myself a better mother, better person, just better me.
So that is what you're looking to try to accomplish here?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Is there any person that jumps out? Don't say Jerry Bruckheimer.
No. Or Jim Town.
I would have to say all the staff members. Rosalind, Ruby, all the staff members there. Mm. They're very encouraging and very – when I hear their stories, it just makes me realize, oh, wow, I want to be like that. You know, I just want to be like them. I just want my life back. And I'm getting that here. Wow. I'm getting all the tools I need to change my life, and I'm just very, very grateful to this place for that.
I wanted to kind of echo when she said Rosalind was the first person that she mentioned. You know Rosalind.
Yeah.
And Rosalind is a kind of a high-octane person. She's got a ton of energy. And it's really interesting, Jim, to watch when Rosalind is on duty here in the house in the shelter, because the women don't all know her, and she goes through here like a total whoa, what was that?
Yeah.
And so some of the women they're intimidated just because of her energy. So it's really sweet when I hear someone like Vicki, who knows the value of Rosalind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They don't come any better than Rosalind. Her, you know, her accountability, her faith, her story, you know, she's a graduate of the garden.
Yes.
It's an incredible story.
Yeah.
It's just she. It's interesting watching the women in two different places how they relate to staff. When they are in a program, they see us, I think, more on their side. More, we do things we don't like to do, but come on, let's get going here. Where maybe the ones in the shelter see us a little more not so helpful to them sometimes, or they think we are always against them. That happens less and less, actually. But that's a sign of someone that's just gotten by in life by always thinking that, and then they move on. So one of the things someone like Vicki is learning is maybe those things that she's done in life to get by, she got by. Mm-hmm. But now they're not going to help her. Mm-hmm. How do you put them down? Mm-hmm. That's a hard thing to learn. How do you put them down? Is 9 months here long enough to learn to do that? Yeah, it scratches the surface. Mm-hmm. But it's not long enough to really put them down and pick up a bunch of other stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she's almost ready to graduate. When is your graduation date?
On the 22nd of February.
Wow.
And you'll be the first
good
one of the year.
Yes. I will.
Okay.
That's just so exciting to me. Oh, and my quilt.
We have to talk about the quilt. She walked in and right away Jerry and Vicki started talking about her quilt.
We have to introduce the quilt. We have a wonderful volunteer named Sharon Hoard who several years ago asked if she could make a quilt for graduates. And we're not talking a little baby quilt or a couple of squares. We're talking a big put over a king-size bed kind of quilt. Mm. But not just her going and finding whatever scraps she has. Sharon goes and finds things that are going to reflect the graduate.
Tell a story.
Yeah. So, Vicki, I want you to tell the story of meeting with Sharon the other day and what you guys came up with.
I just love Sharon so much. I've been here for a few graduations, and I've got to see everybody just, like, create their own quilt because I've been here for a few graduations, so I've got to see what the outcome is and what they look like when they're done. And it was just a real honor for me to be with her and for her to hear my story and for me to tell her what this place has done for me and just talk about God and how the Lord has just changed my whole life and just to create this beautiful blanket, and it's so beautiful. It's going to be so beautiful. I just can't wait to see it. Everything about my graduation is exciting, but I just, it's just going to be so beautiful. I just know it.
Does Sharon ask you about that quilt so that yours is different than Brandy's or Brittany's?
We have 30 seconds.
Okay.
We just pick our own colors and our own scripture, and my colors are just beautiful. Purple.
Of course.
Teal. They're just going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing. I just can't wait.
I'm excited for you, Vicki. God bless you. Jerry, very quickly, we got some exciting news about the kitchen.
We're starting. We got to the dream level of our kitchen, which means a complete remodel. And our contractor was here last week. We're getting everything set up.
So thank you so much, my listening friends. We'll give you more updates about that down the road. And we didn't even get to Vicki why you didn't do this program while you were here in the radio, even though you've been asked. But it's nice to meet you now. My listening friends, thank you for joining us. And we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Bless you abundantly. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.